is time for Britney J's tea for the day.
Yes, and today, I told y'all Tekashi was arrested at JFK Airport Wednesday, yep, for a misdemeanor warrant, allegedly choking a fan in Houston. So he went to court yesterday, and prosecutors argued that Tekashi is a flight risk, so the judge denied him bail. So he has to stay in jail until Texas police come pick him up.
What?
That seems like a lot for a misdemeanor. I don't know what is going on. They trying to pin something else on him because that's OD. Like, he crazy, but I think he just gonna talk most of the time. So anyway, more criminal news. YG is facing a new felony charge. In May, I told you he was in Vegas and a man approached him for a pic, but YG's people turned him away. The fan got tight and told YG he's not a real celebrity, so I guess YG got tight and yanked off the dude's chain, which was worth like between $3,000 and $9,000. So there was a warrant issued for his arrest in Vegas. So YG turned himself in and was hit with a felony robbery and was released after posting $20,000 bail. Like a whole felony. Yeah, this is OD. So the alleged victim is also suing YG for $250,000, claiming that they beat him up before he even snatched the chain. Listen, YG got money to spend, okay? Because I'm trying to be the suee, not the suer. Y'all bugging. He got too much money. He just mad at I cannot do that. Listen, I'm going to find him so I can get somebody to. Where YG live at? So listen, Kevin Garnett and his wife of 14 years, Brandy Padilla, they filed for divorce because of irreconcilable differences.
What?
So what does irreconcilable differences mean? Is it like, oh, he don't clean up his shaved hair in the sink? Like, what does that mean?
What it means, he's no longer in the NBA and the checks aren't as big as they used to be.
You might be right.
She wants to make sure she gets that half.
You might be right.
I'm always right. Don't say might be.
Don't listen. Stop. I'll turn this mic off. Anyway,
they have
two daughters, ages 10 and 5, and Brandy wants full physical custody with Kevin getting visitation, and she wants spousal support. I don't understand when they want to get full custody like that. Is he a bad parent? I don't know. Since we're going to find out how many zeros she getting. So Wayne might face a lawsuit from Old Dirty Bastard's family. In June, Wayne filed documents to trademark the name New Dirty Bastard for the purposes of production and entertainment ventures. So Wayne's been legally threatened officially by ODB's estate. They sent him a cease and desist saying they own the full right, title, and interest to the name and likeness of anything related to Old Dirty Bastard. And it said that the estate will be forced to take appropriate legal action if Young Money doesn't pull out from registering the name. Remember, his son is like Young Dirty Bastard now or something?
Yeah.
Remember that? I mean, I feel like if the amount of money offered was right, they wouldn't have a problem. But, I've said bastard a lot more time than I ever said in my life just now. So let's move on. I told y'all yesterday that Nicki Minaj bought Cardi B a basket from a bougie baby boutique in L.A., right? So reports say she spent $5,000. So the story comes out. Everybody like, oh, this is so dope. So Cardi's team hit up the boutique like, hey, sis, we just want to get the tracker number because this is nice. You know, it's $5,000 on the way. Whole time, it ain't even happening, you all.
Wait.
The purchase never happened. They said the boutique said nobody from Nick, like neither Nicki nor her camp, paid for anything.
So who's pump faking?
So I don't know who pump faking. Maybe the Barbs did it. I don't know. I do not know, but there are no receipts. I mean, listen, Culture with a K does not need it, but I thought it was really cute that it happened, but I'm glad I didn't get my hopes up because apparently it didn't happen. Maybe not yet. I don't know. Got him. Got him.
Hey, Rex, man, you coming down here? What's up?
Damn Rhino coming down there.
Rex, listen, and they have a truck with Jamaican cuisine.
I'm really on my way.
Yo, we need to get our guy Jerkwave out there. He needs to stop playing. We got to get him out there. He'll shut it all down.
Out here,
just jerk, just churning.
Right, listen, this is not good for me right now.
You just need to sit down because you lazy anyway, so you ain't about to be walking around the whole park. You ain't about to be walking around the whole park looking for food.
Look, we'll walk for food.
We'll look, walk for food. You're so stupid.
This is crazy. All these food trucks. Yeah, there's one, right? There's a food truck out here. No, real talk. There's a food truck out here from the pizza spot in New Haven.
Oh, no. And which one? Modern?
Wait a minute. Let me see.
They got a few of them.
They have a brick oven on the food truck.
Anything, yo. Okay. I'm
New
done.
Haven Pizza Truck. Finish. It has a brick oven on the food truck.
Because they know.
They are doing the pizzas in the brick oven
because they know.
On the food truck right now.
New Haven got the top pizza in the country, so y'all better go put some respect on that. How far is it? He 3 feet.
It's right up there.
I'm
going to get a slice.
He about to walk up a hill to get pizza. I need to get video footage. I need video footage. I need video footage.
Well, there's an elevator.
Wow. Further proving my point. All right. Done. Finished.
Listen, man, we'll be back in the next hour with more from the Riverfront Food Truck Festival, man. It's Hot in the Community presented by Evelyn's. Right here, it's Hot 93.7. Thank you for tuning in. Peace.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.